Cause this mercy of Guru Vaishnavas, observing this Purushottam Vrat and listen to glories Purushottam month. Listen to the teachings of this month. Pray to Purushottam Dev that he can make us qualified to follow this vrata very nicely. What is the mantra for this Purushottam Vrata? Who is the predominating deity of this month? What should one do to please him? In all the shastras, tatvachar has been shown. It has been said that generally the mantra is Namo Bhagavate Purushottamaya. There are two kinds of Bhagavat, Duranta Bhagavat and the Bhakta Bhagavat. Bhagavan is also Bhagavat. But all the Bhagavan, he is endowed with all the different kinds of Bhagavata. Or else he will only be Brahma, Nirakar, Nirgun, Nirvishesh. It has been said, Om Namo Bhagavate Purushottamaya. Some places also has been said, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because in the Bhagavata also this mantra has been described. Nadrishi gave this mantra to Dhruva. But here it has been said, Om Namo Bhagavate Purushottamaya. Means all the Bhakta Bhagavats, Granta Bhagavat and all the Shastras. Different manifestations of the Bhagavat. If anyone goes to Purushottam Dev and prays, then what is the main intention is to have the sambandha with the Bhagavats. No one knows who the Bhakta Bhagavat is. You cannot identify them. You have no other means to examine them, who the Bhagavat is. And where will get the association of such a Bhagavat? But Purushottam Dev says, the first thing I have to do is there's the Bhakti Rasa Patra and there's the Shastra. And there's so many different kinds of Shastras. And Puran Purushottam. And prays to Puran Purushottam Dev. Then Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimva Parameshwaram. And Prema Pumarto Sudharu Napara. This is Mahaprabhu's, not just Mahaprabhu's vichar. The Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Puran, is Puran Purushottam. So the from the beginning all the different kinds of Bhagavats and the lives of the Mahabhagavats have been described. See the samadha that Bhagavan has with the Bhaktas, how we can be achieved. This Aradhana Upasana can be done. How one can always be in the association of Prabhu. Bhagavata, everything has been described. But even after listening to everything, still we become surprised. That should we go to Narada? Is Narada Mahabhagavata? Is Prahlada Mahabhagavata? Or is Dhruva? Srimad Bhagavatamrita Sanatana Goswami has described everything in very clearly, clear language. One after another, he has described everything. He went to Hanuman, he said, "You are Mahabhagavata." He said, "How am I Mahabhagavata? If I was the Bhagavata, then would Ram have left me in the first place?" He said, "Look at the Pandavas. There you see, Arjun's feet are on Krishna's chest. And Krishna's feet are on Arjun's chest. Just go there, you can find him, Parabrahma there. See here, like an ordinary man, he's there. And like an ordinary boy, Nanda and Shoda are feeding him. Maharaj Parikshit was born. Not only did he protect him in the womb of his mother, but he also took Parikshit on his lap. So this is the parichay of the Bhagavats and Mahabhagavats. And someone would come to Purushottam Dev. No. Who is Purushottam? Who is this Mahabhagavat? Whom should we go to? Samedha Rishi, he started, now the Rishis are chanting the Shastras. Who is this Purushottam? Who is most dear to Bhagavan? Who is Bhagavan's Sarup? In whom is his form seen? The mirror is dirty, cannot see your own image, cannot see anything on that broken piece of glass. Similarly, the mind, the chitta, the consciousness has become very polluted. Can't see a form there. So how can you have darshan Mahabhagavas? Cannot see your own self, your own mind. And how can you see Paramatma, the Mahabhagavat? So at that time, and Rishi Maharshi started chanting the Shastras. At that time, Puran Purushottam, Prem Purushottam, Lila Purushottam, start praying to everyone. But couldn't find this means knowing who is most dear to Prabhu, who is that Mahabhagavat, who is most dear to him. So at that time the Rishi Maharshis, when they surrendered to Purushottam, then Purushottam Dev himself said, "This is mantra for my worship." What is that? This is Govardhana Dharamande. Gopala Goparupinam. Samishanam Govindam Gopika Priyam. Purushottam Dev, he started saying, "What my mantra is? Who is dear to me? Who should worship? Whom I should worship? How I should be worshipped?" He said, "Om Namo Govardhana Dharam, Govardhana Dharam Bande, Gopala Gopirupinam, Uksam Samishanam, Vrindam Gopika Priyam." And say, "Radha Priyam, Vrindam Gopika Priyam." not only Radha's name, but the names of all the gopis. Gopika Priyam. That's my name is Gopijana Vallabh.
Gopi Atyanta Vallabha.
He's very. These gopis are very dear to him. So the Rishi Maharshi, they started chanting this mantra, started meditating on it, doing upasana. They start doing everything. So then what did they do? Left everything aside and started meditating. And where did he come? To Govardhan. Seeing so dear, the Bhagavan is always holding him on his finger. No, he's holding him in his heart, on his head. He's very dear to him. Govardhanadharam, Govardhanadharam. So we often pronounce to Govardhanadhari, Giridhari. When he lifted Giriraj, then people could understand who Krishna is. Then they became very attracted to him. But why is he holding this mountain? There's so many other mountains you could have held. As Kurma, he held Mandrachal. He held him on his back. So he's not called Purushottam. No one worships him as much. Because there are no gopis there.
Gopijan Vallabh, Om Mahabhagavat, Om Namo Bhagavate Purushottamaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Purushottamaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vasudev ki bhakto ke saath,
so,
aapka parichay ho sakta
hai. If you have parichay, the devotees of Vasudev, but then you can have some parichay. But who is dear to Purushottam? That he is always holding Giriraj. Anantadev Shishai, he holds all the universes on his hoods. And Kurma, he held this Mandarachal mountain on his back when the ocean was churned. Well, Govinda, how is he? Giridhari. He held Giriraj. Why? Why is Giriraj so dear to him? Then just been said, Mantayamadhira Bhala Dasavaryav Yadrama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha Tanoti Goganayas Tayoyam Stavayavasaram Namolai. Godan Shayati Shaila Kuladi Raja
Just see
how patient he is. He didn't ask for any water or any food. Sometimes he's stepping on him. Sometimes they disrespect him, but still he doesn't say anything. He's so patient. They never said, "Oh Prabhu, when will you bestow mercy upon me? When will you give us your mercy?" He didn't say anything, Giriraj. He's always quiet. Is there any such Bhagavat that he's offering his very existence to Prabhu? Doesn't keep anything for himself. Doesn't have any desires for his own self. Only wants to please Krishna. He's lying down in Braj. What is Mahaprabhu said? Slizu Padra Pinasumar Matakaratva Ayatra Tavadalam Patavant Pranatasta Saivana Paraha. He said, even if you love me or trample me, still, even if you love me, if you love others in front of me, still, you are my Prananath. Nitinath, Dinamandu, Brajnath, Gauloknath, वेरी डियर टू
मी। और प्रभु ने क्या देखा?
और प्रभु से
कितने हैं भक्त महाभागवत,
सो मेनी भक्त महाभागवत,
कैसे ये
सी हाउ द भागवत इज,
ऐसे भागवत को मिलेगा?
विल यू फाइंड अ भागवत लाइक हिम?
भक्ति से पात्र
हो जे सी टू सच भक्ति
बस बात है। अर्थात सब खाली कर दिया, अपने अंदर कुछ नहीं।
भगवान हैज प्लेस्ड ऑल द रस इनसाइड हिम। Bhagavan has stored his image within him, within every pore of his skin. His heart is only for Bhagavan and his bhaktas. Ishara sarvabhutanam nidesha arjana stiti tani yantra ilani maya. Saying that is it in everyone's heart. But no one can see me. Why? Because the heart is very dirty. You cannot see your reflection in a mirror, which is very dirty. You cannot see your swarup there. And the heart has become so dirty that you cannot even see Paramatma there. Not the Atma. Therefore, who is Giriraj? Bhakti Rasa Patra. What is the mantra? Om Namo. First chant Govardhan, then Govardhana Dharam, Govardhan Dhari, first Govardhan's
name,
Mahabhagavat's name, and then who is Krishna? He holds him on his finger, then he is known as Govardhan Dhari, Giridhari, Govardhana Dharam Mandi.
Om Namo Govardhana Dharam.
Oh, Govardhana Dharam.
Very
indirect way it has been described. Om Namo Giridhari Bhagavate Giridhari.
Om Namo Govardhana
Dharam. Om Namo Govardhana Dharam. So it has been said, if you don't come to such Mahabhagavat, then you will not receive anything. Das Goswami, what is he said? Nija Nikata Nivasam Ego Vardhanattam. Here directly it has not been said that our Giriraj gave me place to his feet. There it's a Nijan Nikatani Vasam. Who's most dear to you? Who's residing near you? Give me also a place there. What does Brahma say? Tadastu me nata saburi bhaga lokam panayam anayam punano lokam nata saburi bhaga lokam panano munyo vyan navyanti Navasiti Sakshat. So it is
saying,
Jananam
Shri
Radhavallabham.
Hello
Prabhu, your Bhakta, wherever he is, give me a place there. I can be born there. Be born as an insect, as a servant, but not as Brahma was the worst. Even if you give me birth as an insect, well, I'm still known. But wherever your bhaktas are, give me a place there, shelter there. Vetranyatra tuvatirascham. Kitajanmahu yatatuvalas. Wherever I'm born, let me be born near your priya bhaktas. Purushottam Devi said, listen to my mantra, that I am Govardhan Dhari, everyone knows me. Why did he carry Govardhan? Let's see how dear one is to me.
Rasapatra,
Mahabhagavat. Therefore I cannot see him and neither can he. I cannot leave him and neither can he leave me. Cannot forget him, neither can he forget me. Neither can we become separate from each other. The Ramakrishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. There the foot dust. Baladeva and Krishna, is it present there? Here Ramakrishna means, it actually means Raman, not Balaram. Means is Radha Raman Krishna. Where Krishna is always present with Radharani. So, you see, Radharani herself spoke on Giriraj's glories. She said, everyone, that how this Haridaswari, how exalted he is. Gopiya, see how dear he is. Krishna also loves him, everyone loves him. But does he keep that love with himself? Enjoyed himself? Saying no. Who is very dear to Priya? Who is very dear to Krishna? It's Vamsi. He gives everything to him. Why? Because Vamsi is very hollow. He doesn't keep anything himself. He gives everything to others. He distributes the sweetness of Krishna to everyone. Even to, he knows to whom he should give and to whom he should not give. When Krishna is playing on his Vamsi, doing this Gocharan, sometimes calls the cows, calves. When he calls the sakas come there. When he plays on his flute, he calls the sakas, the cows. And during this Sadhya Raspurnima, he calls the gopis, Vajradevis. Then what happened? Then the Vamsi carried this Krishna's message only to the gopis or his dear beloveds. Not everyone could hear the sound of Krishna's flute. You see, some of the gopis even left their bodies, saying, "All right, here, keep their bodies, I'm going." Why? Because the gopis, Krishna is always present there with the gopis. Giriraj, Nisad, Krishna and the gopis are always present. Now is Giriraj. Whatever he has, he distributes everything, doesn't keep anything with himself. So will one know who he is? What does Krishna do? Sometimes he stands there in Dankati. He says, if anyone comes here, I have to give charity to me. So this I'll not let anyone go. He's standing there with the stick with all his sakas. Whoever doesn't give, catch them, they'll have to give charity. Saying, oh, you don't have a shortage of anything. Have something less, then you can ask. Say no. If you come to Giriraj, then give everything in charity, Giriraj. Why? Because he is very dear to me. If someone gives something without giving something to him, that person, he'll never be happy in his life. Life after life, he'll be unhappy. Why? He doesn't know who my dear Giriraj Govardhan is. Not respected him. Offered pranams to him. Not giving anything to him. Just go in front. You have to give something to him or there also. I myself worship this Giriraj, praise him, glorify him. And we are giving dhan to him, just leave. Why do you ask for this dhan? There's so many people that are given charity. I ask. Because by giving charity to those who are not worthy, then fruit will not be good. If you go to some people in Tamogun, then how will they benefit you? One lady, the Prime Minister gave something in charity to the old lady. And the old lady became very happy. She said, I'll give you one blessing. That you become magistrate. Because she only has that conception. She doesn't even know who a Prime Minister is. She thinks magistrate is good. So, if you give something also to the ghosts and devatas, Brahmins, something, so what will they give you? If you want to give something, then give to my dear Giriraj. Then you need to give a flower, a leaf, then what will they give? He'll give you my prem, his prema bhakti, his bhakti rasa patra. He has so much love for me. I cannot leave him and he cannot leave me. Because Bhagavan is so dear to Bhagavan. All these intimate leelas of Radha and Krishna taking place there. Is there anyone who is the adhikari for them? Vrindavan, there are so many Kunjakutirs, so many Kunjavans. There also Radhakrishna cannot freely enjoy, like how they do in caves of Giriraj. Many problems there. Sometimes even they meet each other, Saubhagyamad. Sprite. Saying, I am dear of Krishna, you should meet me, not with the others. This is Saubhagyamad. This transcendental jealousy. Very difficult. There it has been said that Bhagavan himself is asking for this. To give in charity or else I will not let you go. If you have milk, curd, water, whatever you have, you give in charity. Give to my Giriraj. He tells, oh Rajvasi, listen, what is the use of worshipping these Devi Devatas? What do they have? They have nothing to give. They are only the servants of Prabhu. Come with me, we'll go to the master. Then saying who? So then the Devatas might be upset. Say no harm. If they be upset, no harm. They are only servants. Then they lose their job and they'll be only hungry. So Krishna made all the Rajvasis ready, brought everything there. He started worshipping Giriraj, did parikrama. Then what did he say? He said, oh Baba, see, if there's any danger, no one can help us, like how he can help. This Giriraj. Therefore, the next day itself, you see Indra, he became very angry. Send this thunderstorm there, called a huge flood there. He said, just see who is ours. He learned from here. Only a best person, one person, he can do many things. He can punish one, but who will love one and accept one? Everyone can hate, despise, neglect, but to accept one is very difficult. And how to accept one? That with sneha, with priti, not just show for one day. You see, one day you see there's a procession and then they become very happy. But the next day of the same procession, then they'll become very angry. First day the son-in-law comes, he becomes very happy. But if he stays for 3-4 days, then they say, why is my son-in-law so? Why is my son-in-law for them? They have so many days. Generally, Sasur is an Asur. Saying, oh, my son-in-law has come. Eaten once. Now why is he eating 3 times a day? Why is he staying here in my house? So he's Giriraj, so miserly. Gets a shelter. And then he opens his heart. Saying, take whatever you want. This entire store is with me. Whatever you want. Make roti, puri, laddu, churma. Whatever you want, pillows, clothes. See, Krishna gave supply so much cloth to Draupadi. Then you see the entire area of the Hastinapur became full of Draupadi's cloth. Even now you go to Giriraj, now also you go to Chaitupura now. Even now there's so many clothes there found. As many clothes as you want, you can buy them. Giriraj is distributing to everyone there. So Bhagavan is saying, if you give even a little in charity, then you will be his. And he'll be his responsibility. If you give to others, they take it and run away. But they won't give anything back in return. They cannot give anything. You give every day, then you say, oh, he's a very good person, he's giving so much in charity. But Giriraj doesn't ask for anything from anyone. He knows how to carry out this responsibility. So if you want to give, give to him. Give him fruits, flowers, and kopikas, bringing him so much buttermilk. At least then we can meet Krishna on this excuse. We can have this samanda with Krishna's priya. We serve this Giriraj and Krishna will never reject us. If you don't have any samanda with any dear beloved, then you will not have this full love and affection. So therefore they came there and Krishna he took everything away. And then what did he do? He went and sat in one place there in Dhangati and he took everything there, all their milk, curd, ghee, everything. If you go to Govindakund there, sometimes yagya is going on, Bhakuri Rishi is performing his yagya and the gopis give everything there. So Krishna said, you brought so many things, at least you offered to Giriraj first, then to the yagya. They offered to Giriraj then and they became very sad that, oh, we don't have anything to offer to the yagya. And Krishna, he sent the sakas there, saying, go there and go and tell them that while doing kirtan, singing, dancing, they should come to Govindakund. And they shouldn't go to the yagya while being very sad. If you're very happy, if any person comes to the temple, if he's going there to parikrama, if he's crying, then, oh, saying, oh, this, that. Then Giriraj said that, oh, you're coming here and why are you speaking of your suffering here to me? There's no need to come. You go sit there somewhere on the side, somewhere. But Krishna says, no, you should do with love. Singing, dancing, doing kirtan, glorifying him. Keep this pot on your head. And there are 3-4 pots on his head, on the shoulders. So Krishna took everything there and he told the sakas. You should just go there singing, dancing. And then this yagya will be fulfilled, completed. So they came there singing, dancing. And Giriraj became so happy. He saw all the pots there, they're so nicely decorated. He's wearing so many garlands, decorated so many clothes there, and they decorated very nicely. And there's so many gifts there, and the sakas are taking all those gifts and they're going, the servants are going, saying the gopis, why should they suffer? Even after coming to Giriraj, is there any need to carry something? One should carry the weight of sansar as long as he's not come to Giriraj. When one comes to Giriraj, you don't have to carry anything. You'll always be happy. So they're going there, singing, dancing. And then you're seeing that these pots also are so nicely decorated, more than even Krishna also. Some have earthen pots, some have black pots, red, yellow, and everything has been decorated, gold and jewels, such fragrant substances. So in this Dhan Nivartha Kunda, everything is being seen, and they're seeing this, their own images are imprinted on these pots. Like you see on a glass, you can see your own reflection. Similarly here on these pots, they could see their own images. Srinathir Radharani is shown and then he's saying, oh, my pot is here. My image is seen here. Lalita is saying, my image is here. They're all seeing their own images there. You see there in Dhanivartan Kund, Krishna is, all these pots are there and Krishna is stealing these pots from them. Dhangati and the gopis are there at Dhanivartan Kund. So Krishna Shakti, everything is there at Govinda Kund. All these pots for the yagya. And all the Rishi Maharshis saw that all these gifts had been given. Then what did they do? Yageshwar Sri Hari himself appeared there and offered everything to Giriraj. At the time he saw who's dear to Prabhu. What is being said? Brahman Vedi Ratna Singhasanam Vedi Vajaya Darsha Vedi Sankhelayam Supriyam Vedi Devasam Yogadam Tam. Krishna is not sitting there alone. There's Ratna Vedi there. Giriraj is seeing this, such a nice altar there. Chul Singhasan and all the sakis are sitting there. Sitting there with all the sakis. There are millions of sakis there. There, everything is very nicely decorated. Fruits, flowers and water. Giriraj himself is welcoming everyone. So is Giriraj. He accepts everyone's seva there. If anyone goes there, anyhow, any person, regardless of who he is, make that person very pure. Make him very beautiful, like Krishna himself, in the seva adhikar. So that person is dear, who is Prem Purushottam. Has made him very rasmay. Made him full of his rasa. So therefore it has been said, this is the mantra, Purushottam Dev. Namo Govardhanam Dharam. And before this, before, when this Purushottam Vrat would come, every day in the morning, this Giriraj Abhishek would take place. Giriraj would come out, and the Kirtan would go on, and Abhishek would come. The same, there's a flood, everything is drowned. Doing Mansi Seva there. Or else, Keshavrata, Keshavrata would be worshipped. And in this Purushottam Vrat, Giriraj himself, come out and they do Kirtan, Nafapoga, Rag, Abhishek. And Yamuna Devi has taken everyone within water. Then, before at the beginning of Purushottam Vrat, we do this mantra job and this worship. In Gatayam Vrat, sometimes you chant this mantra 11 times, 20 times, 108 times. In Keshav Vrat, you do this tostuti. You are saying you do Giriraj's Abhishek, Arati, Mantra, Puja Path. His glories have been described. Now listen tomorrow. Govardhana Dharam Mandi. That is Govardhana Dharam Mandi. Pala Goparupina. Kulam Utsav Mishanam. What is Utsav Gokul? Govindam Gopikapriya. Listen tomorrow. This worship of Purushottam Dev began, and everyone would come to Giriraj. They do their parikrama every day, and do Abhishek, and stay there in Giriraj. And what is the result? Bhagavan himself. Like this is Chandanyatra for 21 days. The Bhagavani becomes this Vanadevata and he's sitting there. And all the Rajasis are pasting Chandan. They're offering so many drinks. There's Boga. And so many Bhaktas have come there. And go and serve all the sadhus. So the sadhus have come to observe this Purushottam Vrat. Make all arrangements for their seva. Every day this yajna starts at Govindakund. But Yogeshwar Srihari is worshipped. He needs ghee, milk, curd, ghee, all these things. So you would know also, you know, sometimes they are offering dandavati, sometimes they are going walking parikrama. Even now you see Savani Brajavasi is doing parikrama there, all sadhu, santas, rishi, maharshis, who are doing sadhana, tapasya. There is no shortage of anything there. Sometimes yagya is going there, sometimes a big feast is going on there. Giriraj has made all arrangements there. So, there is this Purushottam Rath, also followed in Jagannath Puri, where Jagannath himself is present. Where he is giving shelter to everyone. And he's made them related to the Mahabhagavats. Even the Seva Adhikar. Or else, Bhagavan is so dear to this Giriraj. Everyone is present to follow this Purushottam Rath there. Like how Krishna has shown them. The Bhagavan is present within the cave of one's heart. Similarly, in the cave of Giriraj's heart, Giriraj has given shelter to everyone. So therefore, Das Goswami has written this Govardhana Vas Prarthana Darshakam. In Chakadai Thakur, so many of our acharyas have glorified this Govardhana Ashtakam, Vas Prarthana Darshakam, Govardhana Ashraya Darshakam. That without Giriraj, how can you enter Braj? If he accepts anyone, then that person can take his shelter and save. Or else, now it's not so easy that any person can have this mouth of Aurum and serve him. I'll stop here. Now we'll begin tomorrow. Very, very boo.